There may be times when you wonder where God is, you wonder what God is doing. You might find yourself in the middle of a storm, just like the disciples. The wind's kicked up, the waves are crashing against the boat, water's coming in. But where's Jesus? He's in the back of the boat, he's asleep. It appears that he's not doing anything. But my friend, when it appears that God isn't doing something, just know that he is working behind the scenes. He is sovereign and in control of your life.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
It's great to have you with us today on Truth and Fact, and we are in the book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 38. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow, and they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And so we find that the disciples are in the middle of this unexpected storm, and they're doing what Jesus said to do. They got in the boat to cross the Sea of Galilee, but all of a sudden the wind kicked up and the waves come crashing against the boat. They think they're gonna sink. They think they're gonna drown. They think this is it. And I guess if I was with them, I'd think the same thing. Well, there are a few things that we can learn from this. Number one, we know that there are storms of life. That's right, storms come to all of us. You don't have to go looking for the storm, it'll come to you. Secondly, we know they were in the will of God. They got into the boat and did exactly what Jesus said to do. So just because you're in the will of God doesn't mean that you won't have trials or difficulties in life. But thirdly, we know that God was doing something in the storm. See, God does something when it appears like he's not doing something. Well, what is Jesus doing? Well, he's asleep in the back of the boat. It appears that he's not doing something. But my friend, he is. And sometimes, like the disciples, we can come to a false conclusion thinking that Jesus does not care when the fact is he does care. You know, in Matthew chapter 15, we have the story of the Canaanite woman, the Syrophoenician. She was in a desperate situation. We know that her daughter was demon-possessed. In fact, the Bible says it like this, "grievously vexed with a devil." And she cries out to Jesus saying this, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David." But the Bible says that Jesus didn't answer her a word. He said nothing, nada, zilch, zero. He was silent. The disciples even came to Jesus asking that he send her away because she kept crying after Jesus. She was persistent. She wouldn't stop. But all this time, Jesus was silent. He didn't answer her a word. She even came and worshiped him, asking for help. But then Jesus answered her saying this, "It is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs." Well, by looking at this, we might easily come to a false conclusion. You might think that Jesus doesn't even care about this woman. It almost might seem as if Jesus was being rude or insensitive to this woman's needs, as if he was put out with her. But that's not at all what Jesus was doing. You see, Jesus cared about this woman's daughter who was demon-possessed. The purpose he came was to set the captive free, to deliver those who were in bondage and in the grip of Satan. The scripture says, "For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." Not only did Jesus care about this woman's daughter, but he also cared about this woman. You know what he was doing? He was drawing her to himself. And that's what God wants to do with you, my friend. The disciples thought that Jesus did not care. They thought that they were going to drown. They thought this was it. Their hearts were full of fear and panic. But my friend, God was doing something the whole time. And God will allow storms in our lives to work out his divine plan and purpose. And my friend, there are storms of correction. There are storms of perfection. Jonah was in a storm because he disobeyed God. The Lord wanted to bring Jonah to the place of repentance. Jonah needed a change of heart, and God knows exactly how to cause that to happen. But there are also storms of perfection, and this is where God is sanctifying us, causes us to fall on our knees and cry out to him, to believe God, to pray, to seek his face, to bring us to a place of total trust, to know that God is in control. My friend, when is God doing something? When it seems like he isn't. Jesus is in the back of the boat asleep, but my friend, I can tell you, he is sovereign, and he is in control, and he is doing something in your life.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.